Hackers claiming to be supporters of Islamic State militants have taken over social media accounts belonging to US Central Command, which oversees American military operations in the Middle East. The Twitter and YouTube accounts were hijacked for a little over half an hour. The hackers used the accounts to send pictures and videos of Islamic State propaganda, as well as threats to US soldiers. The White House has played down the incident, saying while it is serious, it's not a significant data breach. North America correspondent Michael Vincent reports.
The timing of this cyber attack is curious, occurring minutes after President Obama had finished giving the first of three planned speeches he will make this week on cybersecurity.
So this week I'm laying out some new proposals on how we can keep seizing the possibilities of an information age while protecting the security and prosperity and values that we all cherish.
US Central Command is running the fight against Islamic State. Its Twitter and YouTube feeds regularly update with details of airstrikes against militant targets. Today it was taken over for a short time by hackers claiming to be the Cyber Caliphate. First, the main image was replaced with a black and white picture of a man in a scarf and the words, "I love you, ISIS." In response, some of Central Command's 109,000 Twitter followers tried to warn the US Army what was happening. Then began the pro-Islamic State tweets, threats as well as information it claimed was stolen from the Pentagon, including the direct phone lines and emails of American generals. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
I can tell you this is something that we're obviously looking into and something that we take seriously. However, a note of caution to folks as they're covering this story, there's a pretty significant difference between what is a large data breach and the hacking of a Twitter account. So we're still examining and investigating the extent of this incident, but I don't have any information beyond that for you.
Whether the hacking attack was serious or just embarrassing, the White House had another issue to deal with today. It's conceded it should have sent a higher-level representative than the US ambassador to the Paris March to honour the victims of the recent terrorist attacks. Josh Earnest.
And I think it's fair to say that we should have sent someone with a higher profile to be there. That said, there is no doubt that the American people and this administration stand four square behind our allies in France as they face down this threat.
The president will be hoping his speech tomorrow is uneventful. He'll be addressing the Department of Homeland Security about engaging the private sector to better defend the US from cyber attacks. This is Michael Vincent in Washington for AM.